Our scripture today is from Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 21. Jesus rejected at Nazareth. Then Jesus returned to Galilee, filled with the Holy Spirit's power. Reports about him spread quickly through the whole region. He taught regularly in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to the village of Nazareth, his boyhood home, he went, as usual, to the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read the scriptures. The scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where this was written: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come." He rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the attendant, and sat down. All eyes in the synagogue looked at him intently. Then he began to speak to them. "The scripture you've just heard has been fulfilled this very day." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Now we are entering into the season of great joy, and people are busy enjoying these last months of the year. And the Christmas, the world says this is a season of Christmas, whether you believe it or not, and people enjoy this season of Christmas. Now, why people celebrate the Christmas, and there's three top reasons from the survey. First reason is they can spend quality time with the family during this season. And an important thing is also exchanging gift or present. And the third best, the reason they enjoy Christmas is because children really enjoy the Christmas season. And this is a very legitimate ways, reasons why we enjoy this season. But we, as believers, we also have a reason to enjoy Christmas. Why Christmas? And that question comes to, why did Jesus come on earth? So as we enter into this season, we as a Christian, we don't say this is a Christmas season yet. This is an Advent season. There's a difference you have to understand, Advent season and Christmas season. The Advent season is preparation, pondering why Jesus came on earth and how we are going to spend this season. Christmas season in the Christian church context begins from the day of Christmas to the 12 days of Christmas on to January 6th. That's the Christmas season. So, why Jesus came, and the angel on that night proclaimed to shepherd, "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. Savior. Yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, city of David." So during this time, once again, we have to reflect upon this good news. What is the good news? What is the great joy to us, to me, as a believer, as a Christian? Do I really enjoy this Christmas season or Advent season because of Jesus Christ? Well, today's text, as Jesus read the portion of the prophet Isaiah, he said, God has sent me to proclaim the time of the Lord's favor has come. The great news for people. He proclaimed the good news to them. The people of Israel, that the time of the Lord's favor has come. And they understood exactly what the, this is, scripture meant and Jesus meant. And the time of the Lord's favor, or the year of the Lord's favor, is Jubilee. And there are three God's favor to God's people. First one is Sabbath day. Aren't you glad that God made one day out of seven for us to rest? If there's no rest, then we cannot function well. And you know, years ago, when now the technology is developed, but when we buy the car, there's an instruction that every 3,000 miles you should change the oil. And it was 30-some years ago when I was in college, a friend of mine bought a new car, and he forgot those instructions. Then later, oh my goodness, I ran the 7,000 miles without oil change. And we know that back then, and I mean, the 3,000 miles, we can go more than 3,000 miles. But when we check the oil condition, it's not clear. Dirty and tougher, and really harm the engine. We cannot use the car a long time. And the maker, the manufacturer of a human being, the God said, who made us, you need to take one day off. That's God's rule. And we glad that God made it that way. Not only that one, that's another God's favor is Sabbath year. And it's a one-year break. How about that? Every 7 years, you take one-year breaks, not only for us, and for the land that God made. God said, my land need rest. Do not work for 1 year. They need rest. And the cattle need rest, too, for 1 year. Along with that, we can have a big one-year rest. Isn't that awesome? That's the Lord's favor. And then there is the biggest Lord's favor. It could be the once in a lifetime or twice if you live longer, this is a year of Jubilee. If you spend seven sabbatical years, that comes to 49 years, and then God says that next year, you take 1 year break, but following year, take another break. 2 years. Oh, my goodness. And then not only the taking rest, this is the really good news for people of Israel, is that this is a year of liberty. As we live this, and the people who have own property and the families, and they find that some people are not doing well, and they got poor. And when they got poor and they have many family, then they sell their children, or they send their children to wealthy family for servants so that they can stay there and take care of. So, and that's the an old way system to survive. When the famine or poverty came upon the family, not only that, the property too. So if you really are poor, then you have to sell your property, gain some money to do other things. But on this Jubilee year, God said, release all these slaves or servants back to normal. And then all the properties that you earned from the poor people, give them back with the right price. So now this is a time that everything going to square one. God said, I will do it once again. I will bless you. So this is a time of great joy, good news. Not only that, this is a very simple and abundant life. Like I said, it's not just one year, but 2 years of break that God said, do not work. And we as a human being have a concern, Lord, then what? How can we live without working for 2 years? Right? And God said, no problem. I will send you such a blessing in the 6th year that the land will yield enough for how many years? 3 years. I mean, we just need 2 years to survive, but God said, plus 1 more year, I will give you rest, but not just rest, but abundantly. This is the year of Jubilee. When we, and God, we are the children of God, and God knows what we need, and God will take care of that, and that this is a great joy the old days people have, and that Jesus says, this is the year of Jubilee, and this scripture that you are hearing is now just fulfilled this very day. I am bringing the good news of year of Jubilee to you. Can you imagine that this is why the Bible says it's a great joy, the good news? Yes, indeed, this is a great joy to all people, especially those who are poor. It's not that even though God offered this jubilee, still people, there are some people who don't enjoy this God's favor. One condition, you have to be poor. I mean, the wealthy family, if they have a right relationship with God, they knew that God has blessed them to take care of other brothers and sisters who are poor. So they take them to their house and feed them, and they bought and lended the money so that they can live out. And then, so those are the right person that who have a right relationship with God. They are not greedy. They know the God's economy. But if you are the poor and who are sold to slavery or the servant, and you don't have the property, the land to work on, and you receive all these things from them, there is a great news. And this is why that Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. If we need to know that we are broken, we are poverty, even though there are a buffet placed before you, if you are full, there's no attraction to the food. If you are not thirsty, there's no attraction to any drink. We have to have this poverty in order to enjoy God's favor. And the kingdom of God is good, very good news, unless we are poor, we will not experience the God's favor, kingdom of God. And also, in order to experience this goodness of great joy, you have to ask this one, do I have the hard time to control myself? Well, without God, many people think, I am the owner of my life. I can control my life, myself. But when you think a little bit further, we will recognize that we are control ourselves like a temper. Impatient. Habit. Bad habit. How many times we want to control our bad habit? A lack of self-discipline. And addictions. And all those things, we say that we cannot control my life. And the Bible says, yes, since you have lost your liberty, you are like living in prison, as a prisoner. So Jesus said, I came to proclaim the freedom to the prisoners. We have to understand that, yes, I cannot control myself. I spend a lot of money and the therapy to solve this problem. Still, I lose my power to control my life, and I'm kind of living in a prison. Lord, help me. You are deliverer. And then we can experience the liberty. And Jesus said, you will know the truth. The truth will set you free. Who is the truth? Jesus is the truth. He came to set us free. Another thing is this one, in order to experience the great news, good news of great joy, is do I really want to see? We see what we can see. But there are many things in this world that we cannot see but just experience, like air, wind. We cannot see, but we know there is. And then if you are more like a spiritual, you will know that there is more to this life. And in the Bible, there is a story about the blind beggar. Who's named Bartimaeus. He learned about Jesus passing by, so he cried out to God, David, son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me. And he kept shouting and shouting until he got attention, and he was called by Jesus. What do you want? One thing, he asked, I want to see. I want to see. Do you have this desire? No, something like, yes, there is something that I don't know, but I know there is something. I really want to know. I really want to see. Lord, I want to see. Open my eyes of my heart. I want to see. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And all about there is something on you, and the people say that you are the Savior. And the people say that's why they celebrate this Christmas, because you came from heaven to earth, I cannot believe, but there is something that I don't know. Why that person has great joy than while I'm struggling this life. There must be something in you. Lord, I want to know that desire. Do you want to see? And finally, am I being pressed down by this world, by sickness, by illness, by financial circumstances, by demonic influences, or by anything? And now we call this stressful. This world gives us so many stressful in many ways. Feel like I'm pressed down. I lose my power, energy, weary and tired. So we look for doctors and other means to find out, and times and monies, many things, but still the condition is not improved much. That means we are oppressed. Jesus said, yes, I came to set the oppressed free. I came to release your stress. I came to renew your life. Come to me, all who are in a labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. This is why we celebrate Christmas. This is the good news that Jesus has brought into our lives. Now, why do I really celebrate Christmas? What does it mean by preparing this season? And we have to go back what Jesus has done to our lives and reflect and be thankful. Not only that, and you have to ask this question during this season of Advent. How am I going to celebrate good news that bring the great joy? Is there anyone who still live in poverty? Who are still blind? Who are being oppressed? I mean, is there anyone who are suffering around you? What are you going to do to them? You have found solution through Jesus Christ. You know the secret of life. Are you going to just keep by yourself and let them go whatever they're going to and they're suffering with their own problems? Or are you going to do something for them to save them, to share this great joy, the God's favor? Are you going to invite them to the year of Jubilee? How are you going to celebrate this Christmas? Let us pray. Lord our God, once again, we, the church and the believers in Christ, enter this season as we reflect all the things you have done and prepare our hearts and mind to receive you once again and to share this good news of great joy to this world. Now, this world just celebrate without knowing the real meaning of Christmas. Help us, O Lord, to let them know the real meaning of Christmas. Help us invite them to you so that they can really find great joy in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.